on a Tuesday. If that's the way you're feeling, let's see if we can shift gears and get you moving and grooving on a Tuesday. With Mike in the Morning on Radio Life and Style. And right now getting into a medical chat with a man who's no stranger to the microphone. Medical doctor Madaliso Piri, Dr. M. Piri, and a vetted, recognized medical expert in the space of medically managed weight loss. And hey, Doc, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How you doing on a marvelous Tuesday morning?
Good morning, Mike. I cannot complain. I'm doing great. It's cold, but we're surviving. It's Durban, so it's not like entirely bad.
It's cold in inverted commas.
Yeah. And how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm keeping tabs on how things are unfolding today on the protest action front. It looks like, thankfully, at this stage, at least on our coastal corridor, not much to report, and we'll be regularly dipping in and updating our listeners. But for now, the focus is on, well, like that song said, lazy. If you're heading into winter feeling sluggish and things are slowing down, this is the time often when people experience that winter spread, you know, and the clothes start to fit a little tighter than they did at the beginning of the year. We want to make sure that this is not the case. And then by the time spring and summer rolls around, you're not regretting that slow, sluggish winter season. You are a guy who's made a reputation in this space of medically managed weight loss. You're listed on the Bellito Connect directory as an approved life and style medical expert in the field. And for you, when we get to this time of year, do you find that you're having to manage particular setbacks when it comes to your patients' weight loss journey? Does winter tend to bring with it certain habits or certain trends in the data? What does that picture look like?
Yeah, no, winter has its own issues. So I tend to see a lot of patients slow down during the program. I mean, if they enrolled any time before winter, what happens is initially they're very motivated.
Fired up.
Of course, you know. And then along the journey, especially during winter, they slow down. And it's natural and it is expected anyways, you know, because it's that comfort time where when it's so cold, it's hard to do anything anyways. But at that time, that's why I teach them that, you know, you have to be able to manage, because winter will always be there every year. And let's try to minimize the amount of weight you put on during winter. You are going to put on some weight to some extent, but let's minimize it. Yes.
So for someone who hasn't heard you on the radio before and is wondering, what does Dr. M. Piri offer in terms of how do you work with a patient who's coming in not happy about their overall health and body weight and looking for a sustainable medically managed program and someone to help guide them? How do you work with a patient?
First thing I like doing is helping a patient get to a proper definition of their identity, who they see themselves as, because there's always that battle first. The battle between the person that they used to be, now they're trying to get that back, or they want a whole new identity. So there has to be a shift first. So I work on the mindset. And then when we get into the program now, it's now more personalized, understanding the underlying causes, making sure we exclude any medical condition, because it's not just about eat less, move more. That's not always the case. You know, there are other people who have special issues that need to be taken care of. So we put them through a program. There is dietetic support as well as a doctor and psychologist. So it's a whole team that is on board trying to help a person get from point A to B.
Wow. And if that starts to sound exciting to you, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, is winter a good time to jump on the bandwagon? Is this a smart time to start the journey? What would you say, Doc?
I think the best time to start is today. honesty. Because if you keep on putting it off, you'll never start. Then you'll just be a seasonal gym goer or someone who's trying to get on programs only when conditions are perfect. You have to do it when the times are not even, the most convenient.
I think it's quite cool to be starting something when you know a lot of people have hit the brakes, and
Exactly.
so like you're like operating in stealth mode, and then when summer
Yeah.
comes, then you can break cover and you can be like, "Wow!" And everyone's like, "Hey, when did this happen?" But obviously, it's about a sustainable momentum that you want to build. You're not trying to create dramatic, weight loss in a couple of weeks that balloons down and then ends up shooting back up again. You really want to make sure that you can set people up on a new lifestyle path, right?
I always say, I mean, the same way it took time to put on the weight, it was constant habits through a course of a lifetime. It's going to take time to put it off. It's undoing those beliefs about food, how you see yourself, how you relate to food, and also in a social setting as well. You need to be prepared for those things. So it's a journey. I know people, I mean, will start working out in the first 2 months. They want to see big changes, and you need to realize that big changes comes with, of course, the weight regain quite quick. So you have to manage that process, make sure it's gradual and you're moving through it quite gracefully.
And for anyone who's interested in exploring some of the n relatively new or newer weight loss, weight management medications that are out there, the sort of GLP-1 class, the Ozempic style medications, stuff that shouldn't be taken without medical supervision or without a program and a medically supervised approach. Is that something that you offer, and is that something you consult with for your patients?
No, definitely. I think every case is unique, and you should have an approach for every case. So I always say these drugs are not for everyone. They are actually, even in terms of what they indicated for, you need to make sure they are for the right patient. So you need proper medical screening before getting on these drugs, because people that have ha put themselves on these drugs have had terrible experiences. They've even ended up in the hospital. And this is not to fearmonger anyone, but this is the facts. This is what we see. Yeah,
Particularly
so.
if you've got pre-existing or underlying stuff
Exactly.
that might interact with the medication adversely. So
Yes.
you really don't want to be doing this alone.
Yes,
But
definitely.
if you're looking for an experienced medical professional to help be your guide and someone you can regularly check in with to monitor your progress, to adjust things
Yes.
as needed, if needed, Dr. M. Piri, operating here in Ballito. Where are you based, Doc? Where can folks get a hold of you?
So I'm based in Ballito, Odyssey Medical Center. That's where you find me pretty much Monday to Saturday.
When he's not on the radio or in the
That's pretty much it for me. Or you can find me on social media at Dr. Piri GP. Or you can find me on my website, drpiriweightloss.co.za.
There you go. Easy peasy. And of course, on the Bolito Connect online directory, where every listing has been double checked and triple approved by the Life and Style team. So, it's good. And the doc is well represented on that online platform. Dr. M. Piri, that's spelt Phiri, if you're trying to write it down right now. And Doc, as we head into the depths of winter, I know your patients are going to be all the better for having you in their corner. And you've already had some phenomenal success stories, stories that are continuing with your local patient base. So thanks for the work that you do, the impact you're making in local lives, and more power to you as we power through winter. What do you say?
Sure, no, thank you very much for that, Mike, and all the best to everyone out there. And let's stay safe in the streets out there, because it's a
Hey,
hectic day today.
absolutely. We're going to be keeping tabs on the Tuesday as it continues to roll. Stay close to the radio. It's 88 FM. You're hearing it right here, live from the heart of Ballito.